أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سأصليه سقر وما أدراك ما سقر لا تبقي ولا تذر. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained about Walid ibn Mughira, who was the arch enemy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who plotted and planned in various ways to discredit the call and the invitation to Deen and to Allah Ta'ala by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally he decided and made this announcement that na'uzu billah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just a magician and learned this magic from the Babylonians, and this is what he is spreading. Waliyazu billah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had consoled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on various such occasions also, and said, don't worry about your enemies, especially those that were in Makkah Sharif, I will take care of them. So Allah ta'ala says, Sa'uslihi saqar. Ab usko dalunga aag mein. And now I will pull him and throw him into the fire of Jahannam. That will be his punishment. You don't worry about him, of your enemies, I will take care of them. And then Allah Ta'ala explains a few aspects of Jahannam. Yeah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ. Or to kya samjha, kaisi hai wo aag. And what can explain to you, how can you understand what that fire is like? The terrible fire of Jahannam, and in various places of the Quran Sharif, Allah has explained various aspects. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says it will be la tubqi wa la tazar. Na baaki rakhe aur na chhore. It will not leave a single person, and it will not leave any person whatsoever. It will encompass everyone that will be in the fire of Jahannam, and there will be no escape route from there. There will be no escape from it in any way whatsoever. And it will completely burn a person and will leave nothing of a person. It will be burned completely to nothing. And then Allah in His Qudrat will bring that person back to life again as he was. And then again he will be burnt in this way until nothing is left of him whatsoever. And this will carry on forever and ever. May Allah protect us all, and may Allah give us the fear, the concern for the rest of mankind and jinn also, that the bare minimum we do is to make dua that everyone gets saved from the fire of Jahannam. Our own people and all the people of the world. Otherwise, the fire of Jahannam, the punishment, it is very, very severe. Another aspect of it, lawahatul lil bashar, jala dene wali hai aadmiyon ko. It will be such that it will burn a person completely and make like when iron rods are put into the fire and they shine and burn red, like that the shins of the people will also burn red, and a person's face and his whole body will become terrible. It will look also so terrible, it will burn him completely and finally leave nothing of him, and then Allah will recreate him and let him be punished again, and this will carry on. Another aspect of the fire of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala explains here, عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ. Us par muqarrar hai 19 farishte, and Allah Ta'ala has fixed 19 farishtas, angels, on the fire of Jahannam. That is, they will be controlling, they will be like the officers. Under them will be many other malaika that will be working. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And how many they were will be only Allah Ta'ala knows. But 19 will be like the officers that will be of the fire of Jahannam. And the fire of Jahannam will not harm them in any way whatsoever. just like in a jail, yeah, you have the officers, the wardens who are looking after the inmates of the jail, but they are not affected. They are free. While they are inside, they lock themselves also from inside, but they know they are free people. They know that the jail has nothing to do with them. And the stigma that goes with a person that is jailed has nothing to do with that officer. Like that is malaika, there will be no stigma whatsoever, anything whatsoever on them. With regard to the number 19, why it is, ulama have given different reasons. One of them is that the punishments of the fire of Jahannam will be of 19 types. And so Allah Ta'ala has fixed with 19 farishtas, each one will be giving a different type of punishment to the people in the fire of Jahannam. And this has been explained by the ulama that, for example, we have Malakul Maut. Allah has given him the capacity and the capability that if in any disaster a million people have to die, he can take the million ruh, arwah, souls at one time. All of them die at the same moment, and he has got the capability of taking the ruh of each one. But he hasn't got the capability of giving life to one child in the womb of the mother. When the child is formed, finished, then the Malakul Maut has got no capability of giving life to that, putting ruh into that child. Similarly, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the greatest of all the malaika, he brings down the wahi of Allah Ta'ala, he brought it down to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, in less than a second he transferred it. So, and what other great, great power Allah had given to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. But he can't make one drop of rain to come down. That is not in his capacity. That duty Allah has given to somebody else. And ulama have explained in another physical way by which we can understand easily that with a person's eyes, at this moment we are all looking, we are seeing so many people at the same split second. We are seeing the building, the walls of the masjid, we are seeing thousands of things. The eye, Allah has given it that capacity. But the ear cannot see a single thing. And on the other hand, the ear will hear so many things, all at one and the same time, a thousand sounds, but the ear can't see anything whatsoever. So like that, these malaika, who are known as Zabaniya, who are the guards and the officers of the fire of Jahannam, each one will have a separate duty. Also, it has been narrated that these are 19 malaika, and in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, there are 19 alphabets also. And a person who will read it 19 times a day, Allah will save him from the fire of Jahannam. So we should try and be in the habit of reading Bismillah quite often. And in this narration it has come that 19 times we should read. Further, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained that Allah made them the malaika. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ. اور ہم نے جو رکھے ہیں دوزخ پر داروغا وہ فرشتے ہی ہے. And these that we have kept as officers and controllers over the fire of Jahannam, they are the malaika. And then the non-believers started making of everything, they were looking for a chance to make a mockery about. And they asked why the number 19, etc. Ulama have explained that also. And also that these malaika that are controllers of the fire of Jahannam, that how they don't burn, etc., and how they are satisfied to do this duty and happy to do this duty which Allah has commanded them, that also is explained. May Allah Ta'ala save us all and be on the guard that we and make a lot of tawbah and istighfar for all the wrong that we have done, and that Allah saves us completely from the fire of Jahannam. It is too severe a place to even think about. وآخر دعوانا